Okay.
Hello.
Hello, this is Peggy Wilson.
Hi, Peggy. David Guttenberg.
Ah, how are you?
Good.
Good.
I'm showered and rested. Let's go to another special.
Don't say that. I think my plane that I was supposed to fly out on this afternoon has been canceled.
Well, it sounded like there was a lot of flights canceled.
Yeah. So.
Are you at home?
No, I won't get home till the 25th. But I'm going back and forth between Petersburg and Sitka.
Okay.
Hello?
I resemble that remark. They just throw it out. I think that's what Bill said.
Hello?
Sounds like there's some people in the background.
Hello?
Hello, is Peggy?
No, this is Rita. Is this David?
And Peggy was on a minute ago.
Oh, was she?
I don't know if she's still there.
Hmm. Well, we're obviously on mute.
I can hear you.
No, I mean,
oh, here they come.
Okay.
This is Peggy. I had it muted.
Hi, Peggy, Rita.
Oh.
Can you all hear us? This is Anchorage LIO.
Could you turn up the volume? It's very low.
I'm not hearing it. Is that better, David?
Better. Thank
okay.
you.
We have eight. We're going to wait a few more minutes to see if Nancy, Representative Dahlstrom, gets here. Thanks, everybody online, for joining us.
Could you mute David again? I liked it better that way.
Okay, no problem. Bye-bye. No. I'm here.
Good morning. Have you gaveled in yet?
John, no, they haven't.
All right. Good morning, David.
Is that Representative Harris? Representative Coghill, was that you?
Good morning. Yes, I am here.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us, John. We're going to get going here in a few minutes.
All right.
And Lida is also here.
Thanks, Lida.
You bet.
You guys have been watching the Olympics?
Yeah.
A little bit.
That swim team was my favorite.
Oh, yeah.
That was something last night.
Yes.
I was just appalled they would call a 42-year-old woman old.
Oh, for that, yeah.
Me too.
For the record.
What do you want to put on?
Shooting over there was just random, or stabbing, I guess it was. Some American was killed in there.
So it was some just stabbing on the street.
And the other bit of bad news is Brian Andrews, the Deputy Commissioner of Revenue, is missing.
With his son.
With his son on a flight from a short flight into.
The flight down in Juneau.
Yeah. Any word on I think we can just start. We can introduce it, and you'll call the roll.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks everybody that's online and that has joined us here in Anchorage. We have Representative Stoltz, Senator Davis, Senator Cowdery, Senator Stevens, and myself, Senator Kim Elton. And we'll call the roll for the people online.
Senator Elton.
Here.
Senator Cowdery.
Here.
Senator Davis.
Here.
Senator Green.
Here.
Senator Hoffman. Senator Stevens.
Here.
Senator Wilkin. Representative Dahlstrom. Representative Coghill.
Here.
Representative Harris. Representative Samuels. Representative Stoltz.
Here.
Representative Wilson.
Here.
Representative Guttenberg.
Here.
9 members present.
First order of business is the minutes. Do we have a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I move the Legislative Council approve the minutes of the July 28, 2008 Legislative Council meeting as presented.
And I assume we need to have a roll call vote for that.
Senator Elton.
Yes.
Senator Cowdery.
Yes.
Senator Davis.
Yes.
Senator Green.
Yes.
Senator Stevens.
Yes.
Representative Coghill.
Yes.
Representative Stoltz.
Yes.
Representative Wilson.
Yes.
Representative Guttenberg.
Yes.
9 yeas, no nays.
Thank you. Next order of business is a late per diem claim by Representative Craig Johnson. Members should have the claim in their folders. Do I have a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I move the Legislative Council approve the late per diem claim for Representative Craig Johnson.
And the roll?
Senator Elton.
Yes.
Senator Cowdery.
Yes.
Senator Davis.
Yes.
Senator Green.
Yes.
Senator Stevens.
Yes.
Representative Coghill.
Yes.
Representative Stoltz.
Yes.
Representative Wilson.
Yes.
Representative Guttenberg.
Yes.
Nine yeas, no nays.
And the third order of business is the award of the contract to general contractor for the general contractor of the Capitol Annex remodel. And do I have a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I move that Legislative Council award ITB number 453 to Silver Bow Construction for the remodel of the Capitol Annex in the amount of $4,446,000 from existing legislative capital funds.
Discussion? Representative Stoltz.
This is David. Could you describe the scope, if I may, the scope of the contract?
Yeah, David, we'll get to you in just a moment. There was a question by Representative Stoltz.
I'll wait till the end. Go ahead.
Okay. Representative Guttenberg.
To describe the scope of the contract?
I can do it briefly, and then we have Mr. Johnson here. Also, is Don? Okay. We have Mr. Johnson here also with Legislative Affairs. And just very briefly, Representative Guttenberg, it is a complete remodel of the Capitol Annex, formerly known as the Scottish Rite Temple, and does include the bridge from the second floor of the Capitol building over to the new annex. And if you need more detail, we have Mr. Johnson with us.
If I may, Mr. Chair, a concern I had before was how the contract was written in regards to the hazmat removal and demolition and potential unforeseen circumstances with asbestos or some other material.
Okay, Mr. Johnson.
For the record, Don Johnson, Billing Manager for Legislative Affairs Agency. Through the Chair, Representative Guttenberg, asbestos abatement was completed in April of 2008, with the exception of the roof, which will be a part of this contract.
Thank you.
Representative Stoltz. Further discussion? Are we ready?
This is Representative Wilson.
You just tell us, is this... I don't recall. Does this take care of the entire project? Are there more issues beyond this we're planning? Is this pretty much the whole works? So.
That was Senator Stevens and Representative Wilson. I think I heard you. I'm trying to jump in. We'll call on you next. This is for the complete scope of the project.
We'll be ready to move in when this is done.
Ready to move in, and I think, and I'm looking at Mr. Johnson now, I think the scheduled completion date is middle of next year, August.
Mr. Chairman, that's correct. August 31st, I believe.
Great. Representative Wilson?
I just can't remember what we finally decided. Was there going to be an area for child care?
Representative Wilson, yes. The first floor will be child care. And if I'm not mistaken, I think that the child care subcommittee has done a solicitation. I think there is one person who has maybe responded. The access to the child care will be on Seward Street through the side door, kind of across, I guess, from Representative Dugan's office on the first floor.
Okay, great.
Representative Stoltz.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm going to oppose this not because of the contractor individually, and I want to make sure that's noted, but I've been an opponent of this from day one, and I think our resources would have been far better marshaled working with a court building and for our interim legislative housing, which I think was a larger priority. The folks that I work for haven't been clamoring for us to have more space down there. But I don't want to get off on the tangent, but I just want to, for the record, my opposition is not with the contractor in the selection process, but the whole process overall. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Representative Stoltz. Further discussion? Senator Stevens.
Mr. Chairman, just maybe to remind us, Don, what do we wind up with now after this is all said and done? Besides the child care, there are new offices, there's expanded spaces, a conference room. Would you just run through that so we have that in mind?
through the chair, Senator Stevens. On the first floor, there will be our mechanical room and an elevator equipment room with a lobby that will access the elevator and the stairwell. The second floor will be the daycare. With a couple offices. The third floor will be three meeting rooms, a couple offices, and there will be restrooms on each floor, of course, men's, women's. Fourth floor will be the House Chief Clerk's office, a public lounge with public vending area, kitchen, restrooms, a couple, an office and a meeting office, and access to and from the Capitol building.
And the bridge will connect now which floor to the Capitol building?
Through the chair, Senator Stevens, it will cross, it will leave the Capitol building approximately where Representative Coghill's middle staff area is and connect to the fourth floor of the Capitol Annex.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Davis.
Yes, before we take the vote, I'd like for you to go back to the second floor where the child care is going to be. What about all the things that has to be added to the child care area to meet the regulations for health, social services, the standards that they have set? You're going to have the, all that in place, or it has to be done by the person that's going to get the contract?
Through the chair. Senator Davis, I think Pam or Wayne Jensen could answer that better than I could.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Davis, we worked our architect.
For the record, Pam Varney.
Oh, I'm sorry. For the record, Pam Varney, Executive Director. We worked with our architect and also several members that are on the subcommittee are with AEYC. And we also checked with the city. And so the space will be complete so that they will just move in and bring in maybe toys that they have or something. But it is divided up into a toddler room, preschool room, everything. So it will all be according to, small toilets. There will be a staff toilet area, but it is all according to code.
Okay, thanks.
Further discussion?
This is Representative Coghill, Mr. Chairman.
Representative Coghill.
On the bids, we had the Northern Pacific Rectors and Silver Bow that came in very close. What was there a point spread for any other things besides the dollar amount?
I'm turning to Ms. Varney to answer the question, Representative Coghill.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Coghill, this is an ITB where we take the lowest responsive bid.
Okay.
There were three bids that were very close. We were very encouraged by that, and it was close to the engineer's estimate. And so if it was an RFP, that's when you look at maybe some other factors, but on ITB you go with the lowest bid.
Okay. Thank you. I did not know that, so that's good to know.
Okay.
Further discussion online? Senator Stevens.
Well, as I recall, we were talking about the child care, and not everyone was convinced it was the right thing to do. We decided to move ahead. I think, in fact, I voted for it. But wasn't the idea that if the child care didn't work out, that it would be the perfect location for certain members of the House? As I recall.
Object,
Senator
Mr.
Stevens,
Chairman.
I can't recall that discussion, and if I could recall it, I wouldn't repeat it.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, this is Coghill. I have to stand up for the House on that one. But it is true that some of my senior members on the House side were not in favor of the daycare center. But I think there might have been some give knowing that it was going to be a contract let out. With the idea that if that space didn't work out under that kind of a contract, that it would be used for other legislative office space or some other issues. So my understanding is we're moving forward. That still is the case, true?
Representative Coghill, that is the case. It's not the information has gone back to the subcommittee, and they are reviewing. But my understanding is, and I'm working somewhat off memory, that there will be child care available for members and staff, but it also adds, if I remember correctly, and I'm looking at two people seated here with us in Anchorage, an additional 25 to 30 slots for other children.
Somebody put us on hold.
We hear music here. Can you hear it online?
Yes. Now it's gone.
Okay. Is there further discussion?
Mr. Chairman, this is Representative Coghill again. Just give me a time frame of when we would have to move on the second floor of the building now, of the Capitol building now. What would be the time frame?
Ms. Barney.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Representative Coghill, we will ensure that the Capitol Annex is completely finished before we look at going in and making any changes in the Capitol building. And if it means delaying because there's a special session or regular session, there isn't a big rush. So I already let Susie know that we would not move them during a time that is not convenient.
Okay.
For them, and we won't be disturbing your office when it is not a convenient time. So we will take that into make sure that we do not inconvenience anyone.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know.
Further discussion online? At the table? Pam, the roll call.
Senator Elton.
Yes.
Senator Cowdery.
Yes.
Senator Davis.
Yes.
Senator Green.
Yes.
Senator Stevens.
Yes.
Representative Coghill.
Yes.
Representative Stoltz.
No.
Representative Wilson.
Yes.
Representative Guttenberg.
Yes.
Eight yeas, one nay.
Eight yeas, one nay. We're now under other business, but before we move to other business, just would like to say that it is a pleasure to come in at the end of this project, and I want to thank the work of the previous council chair on this and previous members of the council. I think that it was a long process. There were a lot of different ideas that were floated for the use of this space, and it's nice to be here for the final step. So thank you, Senator Cowdery. Is there other business? Seeing none, do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved, Chairman.
We're adjourned. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.